أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. رمضان كريم. And so we're at the last weekend of the month of Ramadan. And I'm thinking you're probably in the mode of Eid gifts. Or at least I hope you are. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, exchange gifts, as that will lead to increasing your love for one another. So these are my thoughts. Gift giving is more than just a thought. It's the whole package, the thought, the gift, and the intention. And the best gifts are the ones that directly think of the recipients. I don't think they should be given out of obligation, but from the heart, especially for those you love. And the greatest gifts are those that leave an indelible mark on the soul, and they require a thought process. So I call it emotional intelligence. So what do you give? The traditional plate of sweetmeats, I guess, is safe. But then, is that just an easy option? Is it just something done out of habit? And more important, is it healthy? Do you put thoughts into each person you give a gift? Or do you just give cash? What do you do with the unwanted presents? Do you recycle them? Is it rude to do that? Do you cherish gifts? What about the handmade gifts made by a child? So these are some of my favorite gifts from the children from whom I learn and whose memories I will take into my grave. There's a note from a 7-year-old which says, I couldn't decide what to give you for Eid. I wanted it to be different, but I couldn't find anything. Then I read 100 times the dua, Ilahi kayfa ad'uka, and so you can wish on it. A notebook with a note on the inside front cover which said, there is not a single kunut in which I don't pray for your long life and happiness. A framed picture made by hand of the ayah of the Quran, which is my favorite ayah, Rabbibni li in the kabaytan fil jannah, Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. And then one that makes me in awe of my creator. A young lady, when she was very, very young, maybe 7 or 8, gave me a carefully painted picture of a street in Jannah with her house and an arrow to the house pointing on her right side saying, Omi Auntie's house. Today she is married with a child and she lives down the road in the same distance that she drew on the house that she gave me for Eid. It is phenomenal. So let's take this opportunity to do something for each other this Eid. Make a list of all those who have touched your heart. And on Eid night, which is an awesome night, you could pray Salatul Layl and remember each name remember each person by name in Salatul Witr. I cannot think of a better Eid gift. I just cannot. And maybe you can send them a note to say that that's what you did. You thought about them and you put them on your Salatul Layl list.